Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 401, Five Fun Twists on Halloween, because Halloween is definitely one of the most wonderful times of the year. Halloween has quickly climbed the charts as one of America's most popular holidays. According to an article on CNN.com, consumers spent $6.9 billion on Halloween in 2015. $74.34 was the average amount Americans spent on candy, costumes, and decorations. Can you believe that? If you have a family, particularly young goblins, chances are you're up to your pointy witch's hat with zombies, black cats, ghoulish masks, and of course, candy corn. Right about now. During the Halloween season, these things and the like go with the territory. Many neighborhoods are decking the halls with frightful decorations in anticipation of receiving dozens and dozens of trick-or-treaters. But there are also other ways to enjoy Halloween with your cherubs, in addition to going door-to-door. Mighty Mommy shares five fun twists that you can add to your Halloween festivities this year. Tip number one, go daytime trick-or-treating. My kids attended a timeless nursery school called the Gingerbread House. What I loved about this preschool was how old-fashioned it was. They didn't incorporate high-tech toys or the latest technology in any of their lessons or playtime. All the handouts, in fact, that they shared were on old-fashioned dittos. They believed in lots of unstructured playtime, especially when it came to things like dress-up and make-believe. As each of my eight kids attended, it was like time stood still. And because many of my kids attended for 3 years, we were there for nearly 15 years. So I really appreciated the nostalgia that was created with each passing year. One of my favorite experiences all those years was celebrating Halloween with the Gingerbread House families. Because we had so many little ones under the age of five, the teachers helped to create a tradition of daytime trick-or-treating. They worked it out with the town so that the school that we were in every year on Halloween, the kids could go trick-or-treating down the main street and to the homes in the local neighborhoods that abutted the school. Even we parents, yes, we got dressed up too. After the trick-or-treating was done, we headed back to the school for a party with just cookies, juice, and even bobbing for apples. Best of all, we didn't have to head out at night when we were already tired and cranky. They helped answer the door to our own trick-or-treaters, which gave them the chance to see lots of fun and spooky costumes. My kids still talk about those daytime Halloween parties to this day. Tip number two, trunk or treat. If you're familiar with trunk shows, you know that it's an event in which vendors present merchandise directly to store personnel or customers at a retail location or another venue, such as a hotel room. The term is derived from the common practice of merchandise being transported to these events in trunks. Trunk shows have become so popular with home businesses, jewelry lines, and even at flea markets. There are even online trunk shows, making it very convenient for busy families and working folks to get some shopping done and save a lot of money as well. In recent years, this popular trunk show idea was introduced to the Halloween season, and it's now known as trunk-or-treating. The immediate appeal of trunk-or-treat is that it provides one-stop shopping for kids in a single safe location. An article on BuzzFeed.com explains that trunk-or-treat events bring Halloween to parking lots where kids go from car to car and get candy. They're popular at schools, churches, in rural areas where homes are far apart, and in places where trick-or-treating isn't so safe. To get some festive ideas for your own trunk-or-treating, check out the ideas listed on BuzzFeed.com. And tip number 3, Halloween harvest dinner. Now that my kids are older, I only have 2 that still participate in trick-or-treating. I admit it's a little bittersweet, but because I had 8 kids also close in age, I don't really miss the agonizing over putting together that many costumes, especially once they got old enough to be so picky about what they were going to wear. So now that they don't all go trick-or-treating, we still celebrate Halloween as a family with a harvest dinner before the trick-or-treating starts. We have spiced apple cider, homemade butternut squash soup or a hearty chili, and something like a roasted chicken with apples and cornbread stuffing. And dessert is a frozen yogurt bar where we use Halloween candy for the toppings. We've done this in our family for the past 5 or so years, and we always listen to spooky music while we're dining by low lights or by our recently carved jack-o'-lanterns.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta get out, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 4, bonfire, s'mores, and ghost stories. Nothing says late fall like cozying up to a crackling fire outside on a dark, crisp night and roasting marshmallows or making s'mores. If trick-or-treating isn't in the cards this year, or even if your kids get back earlier than expected, you can end the night with a blanket, a bonfire, and of course, some ghost stories. Instead of reading ghost stories, you can get a chilling effect by listening to them. Audible.com has a great selection of classic spooky stories that you can enjoy on Halloween night. And you can also visit scaryforkids.com to get a great list of ghastly tales to enjoy during this ghostly season. And tip number 5, it's all about the pumpkin. Take advantage of this time of year by celebrating pumpkins. Jack-o'-lantern carving, roasting pumpkin seeds, making pumpkin bread, and of course, pumpkin painting. There are so many engaging games that you can play with your kids that revolve strictly around pumpkins, such as, instead of Simon Says, play The Pumpkin Says. Or instead of Duck Duck Goose, play Apple Apple Pumpkin. And play Pass the Pumpkin, like Hot Potato, but you just use a tiny pumpkin instead. And instead of playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey, guess what? Play Pin the Stem on the Pumpkin. And floating pumpkins are always a hit. All you do is number the bottom of the small gourds that look like miniature pumpkins or the tiny little miniature pumpkins and float them in water and let the children choose one for small prizes. And how about the pumpkin seed toss? Number and line up 5 small baskets or containers. Have children stand about 3 feet in front of the first container and toss the seeds into them in the sequence. Small prizes can be given for each container that the seeds get in. And don't forget a pumpkin walk. This is like your regular cake walk, except instead of numbers, you'll place pictures of paper pumpkins on the floor for the children to walk. Then play some fun Halloween music as the children walk on the paper pumpkins. Then, when the music stops, if they're standing on a pumpkin, they'll win some type of Halloween candy or little prize. And another fun thing that my kids have always liked, you can make no-cook pumpkin pie Play-Doh. All you need are 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of salt, 2 tablespoons of pumpkin pie spice, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and 1 cup of water. Mix it all together, knead it until smooth, and you're going to have so much fun, and gosh, does it smell good. How do you celebrate Halloween with your family? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com and also visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. And be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter, which is going to be full of practical advice to make your parenting life easier and so much more enjoyable. I hope you and your families have a spectacular Halloween. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy Halloween and happy parenting.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.